Good morning. Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. This is Elaine, your co-host with Dr. Tong. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of conventional drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease, and he started to investigate natural therapies such as Chinese medicine and homeopathy. He has innovated an East-West treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic degenerative ailments. Millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of degenerative disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, allergies, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. Unfortunately, conventional medicine has no cure for these problems. However, for the past year, we have been proving with weekly case histories that these chronic ailments can indeed be cured with the NBE method. Dr. Tong's discovery, therefore, is truly the most astounding breakthrough in the last century. It may seem amazing that a century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, yet Dr. Tong is able to successfully treat nearly the whole spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is mainly because the NBE approach focuses on treating the underlying cause of a disease rather than merely masking its symptoms. Stay tuned to hear how Dr. Tong cures diseases that are considered incurable. Listen to our past shows posted on drtong.com. That's drtong.com. We welcome questions or comments. Please call in during the show at 1-800-227-5278 or 714-754-4150.
Good morning. Welcome again to our Freedom from Pain program. Of course, my main message that I want you guys to learn, the first thing you need to learn, is the difference between symptom and cause. Today, all we talk about in Western medicine are symptoms. Our first case today has to do with muscular dystrophy. Again, that is just a fancy medical term for muscle wasting. It is not the underlying disease that caused the muscle degeneration. So any more than if you see a whole bunch of water stain on a wall, you're calling it multiple wall stain syndrome or dystrophic wall stain syndrome causing the dirty wall. The same thing like arthritis. It is the medical term for joint pain. It is not the disease that causes joint pain. Hypertension. It is the medical term for high blood pressure. It is not the underlying disease that causes the blood pressure. Chinese medicine cure arthritis and cure high blood pressure, but never even measure the blood pressure. Our first case is a lady that have muscular dystrophy. Let's get to her and have her share the story. Hi, Diana.
Hi, Dr. Tong.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Listen, can you tell our listeners where you're from and what you do for a living?
Yes. I live in Orange County, California, and I do product and motivational training seminars for various cosmetic companies, such as CoverGirl, Max Factor, Olay, and different makeup companies like that.
Yes, okay. So why didn't you tell us what was the main problem before you came to see me, and how did you heard about us?
Well, I had a couple of main problems. One was chronic back pain, which is probably what brought me in to see you, since you advertised that you're a pain management doctor. I also was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy over the last couple of years. And it never occurred to me that you could have helped me with that part of my setback with my body, and that's like been a subsequent side thing that you've been able to help me with since I started seeing you a couple of weeks ago.
Yes. How long have you had low back pain?
I've had it off and on for at least a decade, but in the last 7 years it had gotten really chronic to the point where I had seen neurosurgeons, orthopedic surgeons. I had had injections of cortisone.
Epidurals or no?
Sir?
Epidurals?
Yes, I had cortisone epidurals.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they had me on high anti-inflammatories, and I'm not the type to like to take medicines or drugs, and so I didn't really want to go back and get more epidurals of cortisone or take the anti-inflammatories anymore, which were giving me other problems like rashes and upset stomach. So that's subsequently what got me into your office, because I looked up your website and noticed that your method of healing does not use, you know, drugs or surgery.
Yes, you also have symptom of allergies, sleep apnea, frequent burping, and sinus problem. All these are related. In fact, I would not doubt that much of you come from excessive medication you were taking that upset your stomach. That's what's causing the burping.
Right.
Yeah. So how many doctors have you seen, and how were the results in with the conventional treatment?
Oh, my goodness. You know, I saw two orthopedic surgeons in the past 6 years. The second one I saw sent me to a neurosurgeon in Newport Beach. These are like the best doctors. They were referred to me because they were the best doctors on the West Coast, according to what I was told. You know, they're all Harvard graduates.
Right.
And so the orthopedic surgeon referred me to a neurosurgeon. This, of course, is after X-rays, MRIs. The orthopedic doctor gave me a nerve conduction test to see if I had any nerve damage that was causing the atrophy on the right side of my body, particularly my leg. And then the neurosurgeon gave me an electromyography test. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It's a test where they inject a needle into your thigh muscle and turn on power, and so they can listen to the waves that the muscle produces, a certain type of sound. And he diagnosed me with having some sort of myopathy, but he didn't know which one or what kind.
Let's stop for a minute, okay? Why all these tests? I want to tell you that it's a fallacy to do all these fancy tests and give a label to it, okay? Let's say nerve conduction test and myography. You come up with a fancy diagnosis. What is the treatment? That is what ultimately patients want. Not a fancy diagnosis. You can call it neuropathy, you can call it myopathy, you can call it muscular dystrophy. It really doesn't make a whole difference to the treatment. If an orthopedic surgeon or neurosurgeon likes Neurontin, he'll give you Neurontin. Like Motrin, he'll give you Motrin. Anyway, it doesn't matter what the diagnosis is. Okay? So, folks, you guys need to learn that. Okay, the diagnosis, the symptomatic diagnosis makes no difference. No difference to the treatment. I mean, you know, if you talk to your orthopedic surgeon, you should ask them, okay, what are you planning to do once you get the diagnosis? Is it going to alter your course of therapy? It does not. But anyway, did it help you? Did any of the treatment help you?
Oh, no, none of the tests. They never even got to a treatment. They finally sent me to UCLA to the neuromuscular department, and they gave me a DNA test and told me that I had adult-onset muscular dystrophy, the fascial scapular humeral type, and that there was no cure and no treatment, and that I should change my occupation since I stood to
yes.
teach seminars, and to basically prepare myself that I would probably be in a wheelchair within a decade. And I'm only 43 years old, and that news, of course, was extremely disheartening.
Actually, you were pretty weak. You know, thinking about decades, that's optimistic. You know, you could have been much shorter. When you first came to see me, you were pretty weak.
Oh, yes. I was having trouble going up and down stairs. I had to hold on to a handrail. I couldn't carry anything that weighed more than 5 pounds. I had to push myself to get out of my car.
How do you think you're going to last a decade?
Oh, well, that's optimistic.
Yeah,
it was optimistic, and they actually were very vague and said it varied from person to person, and there was really no way they could determine how quickly I would atrophy. But that it was a given that there was no way I could get better no matter what I did. That's what they told me.
Okay, then tell us what happened after you came to see me.
Well, I came to see Dr. Tong, and my back pain was better after the first visit.
Yes.
It got better subsequently every visit after that, my back pain has, I'm pretty much just pain-free right now.
Yes.
For my back, but Dr. Tong took one look at my leg and said, oh, I can fix that. And I was like, really? Well, you just go right at it.
Yes.
So he's been working on my leg, and it is definitely, in about 2 weeks, there's a visual improvement where the muscle has come back in size, also in strength. I can go downstairs now without holding onto the handrail. I can get myself out of the car without using my hands to lift me out. And
I want the audience to hear this, okay? The muscle has visibly become more fuller. It's not as sunken. It all came back within 2 weeks. And to me, I've done this over and over again, except that they would not publish my results. That is why you never hear it, okay? It's not that difficult. Once you get your spirit and mind healing energy in, the muscle will grow. And how are you walking now, climbing stairs and so forth? We have been working 3 times a week last week on that.
Yes. Everything for me is becoming easier. And I have more strength, which, you know, I've always known that I could get well. I'm not sure, call it the inner
yes.
self told me that I was going to be well. But then, you know, you go see all these doctors that are educated and they're all telling you no, 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 no. And it can be hard to believe that it could be true, but I've got my roommates looking at me going, oh my God, look at your leg.
Yes.
It's bigger, and look at you go up the stairs, because they used to get behind me and kind of push me up the stairs. And you just can't deny that it is definitely getting better. And I, of course, I'm still going to go 3 times a week for more treatment, because I'm going to, you know, finish going to see, you know, how far I can take this so I can start working out again and jogging and doing the things that I haven't been able to do now for about 8 years.
8 years, and I have improved you in 2 weeks.
Yes, it's just...
Yeah, and then listeners can go back to one of our patients, Henry. He had shoulder problem, went to prolotherapy, which frozen shoulder. He could not even lift 5 to 10 pounds because of pain, and he used a bench press 160 pounds, okay? After 2 weeks of treatment on him, he weightlifted over 180 pounds, better than his lifetime average. It all has to do with this energy we call chi, your life energy. Even from the first week before your muscle become fuller, you already feel the strength, correct?
Oh, definitely.
So the strength had nothing to do with the muscle and bone, but had to do with this energy. So learn that. Everything, your life function had to do with the energy. Anybody who have any problem, like Diana, call me on 714-556-8664 for a free phone consultation, and I'll explain more fully how it works. But anyway, how about the other symptoms? Your sleep apnea, do you notice any different? Your burping, your sinus problem?
Yes, I have stopped taking my... I was on Zyrtec and other prescription drugs for my allergies, which make me really sleepy, or some of the decongestants make me kind of speedy, and I haven't taken any of those since I've seen Dr. Tong, and I've only had just recently, you know, when the winds blew up these past couple of days, I had a little bit of irritation from that. But actually yesterday I was in to see Dr. Tong, and he did treat me for wind, and today I woke up and I have no congestion, no runny nose, no itchy eyes like I had yesterday.
Hmm.
So the treatments for the allergies are definitely working.
How about your burping?
I haven't had any of that problem either, and of course I'm completely off. I was taking like 4 ibuprofens 4 times a day just to keep the back pain manageable, and I was avoiding the prescription drugs, but I still don't think that over-the-counter, you know, a lifetime of taking that much ibuprofen just cannot be good for the kidneys.
That's
the
right, yes. So you do not need to take those anymore, right?
No, I haven't been on them at all since I've been seeing you.
Yes. So once you know what to do, it's actually very easy. I hope the public would want to publicize this, because millions and millions of dollars are being wasted. Most of you probably heard of Jerry Lewis muscular dystrophy. I think this year may be the 36th annual marathon. Millions and millions of dollars are donated by good intention people. But all the people inadvertent, did not know that their money are going down the drain. I'm not saying that their organization is purposely doing this, except that they do not understand the difference between symptom and the cause. The cause has to do with considering the living human have a mind and spirit. Without a mind and spirit, you have no symptoms. You have the ultimate symptom. In other words, no, you're dead. Okay? So they don't know this energy that make up the mind and spirit is the cause. Mind-body blockage is the cause of everything. And you can look at any situation in life. Is the supervisor not supervising that cause a problem? Until they learn this, okay, until they learn the difference between the symptom and cause, all this marathon, whether it's for muscular dystrophy, for cancer, or for any other symptom, it's just throwing your money down the drain. So don't donate your hard-earned money to this organization because it's not going to get any better. I found the cure. They just need to listen. Well, you have any lastly, okay, you have a lot of emotional problems, and the first time they treat you, you were quite sad and crying a little bit, and that's from the way from the past. And I told you that I'm going to be dumping what I call your emotional trash. How do you feel right now, Diana?
Oh, I feel much better, and to say that I had a little crying was an understatement.
Exactly.
Dr. Tong opened up, you know, all the block T and all of these, a couple of traumatic things that have happened to me over my life had just kind of came out, and I, like, cried about them like I never got the opportunity to cry about them before, and yet I think about those events now, and they don't affect me, they don't depress me, they don't upset me. I can talk about them. I am definitely just happier, more optimistic. I feel better. I'm on all of the herbs and the special teas that his office has given me as well, and I'm following a better diet. And you know, those are no mysteries. We all know that what you put in your body has a lot to do with how you your body functions. But I think more importantly, it's what you think.
Yes.
It has more effect on the body than your mind will pollute the body quicker than what you're putting in it. But you have to treat it holistically from all points.
Using things that the body normally uses and avoid things that the body not use for normal function and repair, especially those things that are toxic and erosive to the body. This is the best part of our treatment, is the mental part. You know, you have all these emotionally traumatic events in the past, but just very shortly, now that the experience has not changed, but your outlook and your thinking about them is totally different. We have one patient that was raped in the army. Yeah, she was on our fourth show. She was too embarrassed to even to tell me. But out in the show openly, and she told the audience that she was raped. That's the whole thing. Once your mind and body are balanced, all those are just like a drama, something that assigned to you, okay? You have no emotional connotation. But if you don't release it, okay, it become a big obstacle for your happiness, for your rest of life. And a regular psychiatric or psychoanalysis simply doesn't work. It's very simple to just connect the mind back to the body, and the patient will be very happy. Like you right now. Do you feel a lot happier than before?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you very much, Diana. We'll follow you up. One day I'll get you even stronger than before you get this muscular dystrophy and the low back pain. And that's not too far from the future. Yeah.
Definitely not. I'm going to still keep coming and keep progressing. And the day that I I'm back to 100%, which I expect to be within the next few months. I'm going back to UCLA, and I'm going to let those doctors look at me again.
Yeah, you say you're going to pick it, okay? Get a couple of friends over, and I'll cure them, and on a few, you can go and show, tell the people. You know, you have an obligation to tell the people about this, to be throwing so much money down, and people are not getting better.
There's no question, because if I had taken their advice, which was change your occupation and get prepared for a wheelchair. If I had done that,
yes,
what would have happened to me?
You lose all your hope and all the fun that you may have in your life. Yeah. Thanks very much, and have a nice weekend, Diana.
Thank you, Dr.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yes. Any one of you have similar problem, in fact, any problem that you think that is no hope, okay, give me a call. Most of the time, I would say really 99% of the time, I can help you out. I may not be able to cure you, okay, but I can help you a lot more than drugs, surgery, or other conventional treatment. And if you've been listening to our show, then you know that I'm being pretty honest about this. My number is 714-556-8664. Check out my website, because there's tons of cases, and I stopped putting the cases on my website except my radio shows. The website is drtong.com, www.drtong.com. Let's go to our next patient. Hello, George.
Good morning, Dr. Tong.
How are you?
Fine, much better.
Yes, okay. Can you tell us what you do and where you're from?
Okay, like the other caller, I'm from Orange County.
Yes.
And I'm an engineering manager.
Oh, manager. See, when a patient tell me the story, as soon as they manager or they own a business, right away I connect with stress.
Right.
Yes. Okay. Tell us what happened to you, or what were your symptoms before you came to see me.
Okay. Well, I've had back problems for about 15 years now, off and on. And within the last year, the pain became more chronic. And so I went to a orthopedic surgeon, and he recommended a physical therapist. So I went to that physical therapist for about 3 or 4 months.
How often?
Pardon me?
How often you had your physical therapy?
I went to three visits a week.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of time, time-consuming.
Yes.
And how were the results?
I gained a little strength and flexibility.
Yes.
And then I wasn't satisfied, so I went to another physical therapist.
How were the pain relief?
Actually, a little bit. And then this summer, it started getting worse.
Yes.
So I became frustrated and a little depressed.
Yes.
Because I invest a lot of time and effort.
Yes, three times a week.
Yes.
And you're a manager.
Yes.
You don't have time to do that.
Right.
Yes, uh-huh.
Time away from work.
Yes.
And it took a lot of energy from me.
Right.
And so I thought maybe there wasn't any hope.
Right.
And then a friend of mine recommended Dr. Tong.
Yes.
And she had great success.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, okay, I tried chiropractors too as well.
Yes.
And I said, okay, I'm going to try this. Oh, this is the answer.
Mm-hmm.
So I started seeing you about 5 weeks ago.
Yes.
And I'm doing much better.
How soon after my treatment did you notice the improvement?
After the first treatment, I felt quite a bit of a relief.
Yes.
And pain.
Mm-hmm.
And along with the pain, I have suffered a lot of fatigue, too.
Yeah, and depression.
Yeah.
But the depression actually comes from the fatigue.
Right.
Yes.
And frustration, too.
Yes, frustration. And you also have borderline hypertension, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, neck pain and the degenerative disc problem, yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So I started seeing you 5 weeks ago, as I said, and when I work out now, I find out that I actually have more strength.
Yes.
And when I wake up in the morning, I'm not as stiff and don't have the pain.
And more energetic.
Much more energetic.
That's the most important thing. You're looking forward to do things in life.
Yes, much better outlook.
Yeah, motivated, right.
Yes.
How is the depression now?
Oh, it's a lot better.
A lot better, yeah.
Because I have more energy now, so it's not taking away that energy from my body.
Were you taking high blood pressure pills for your blood pressure?
No, I was actually on different types of calcium and other, I was on Aleve and some other painkillers.
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't make the pain go away.
Mm-hmm.
I was on all these vitamins, too, and I didn't know what was going on after a while because it didn't get better.
Have you checked your blood pressure recently or no?
Yeah, it's a lot better.
Normal, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
Normal. It's because I was frustrated, I was suffering from, hypertension.
Yes.
Because it was just bothering me that I wasn't getting better.
All the symptoms that you have, every patient, all the symptoms are related. You cannot use high blood pressure pill for the suppress the blood pressure, but harm the kidney and liver and the rest of the body, and use pain to suppress another part of your body, the pain in another part of the body, and harm the rest of the body.
Right.
You know, you hire a plumber, and he wound your electricity. You back charge him. You have him fix it. No, today doctors use method that harms everything and can get away with murder. That's really, you should demand the fact that they fix your body holistically without causing problem to the whole.
Right.
Yeah, because you come and you want to get better, not just one part to get better.
Right.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So you don't need any medication already, right?
No, I'm on the herbs, and I changed my diet.
Yes.
And that's helped a lot, too.
Yeah, that's right. Curing takes two parts. I cannot cure a patient unless the patient cooperate.
Right.
You know, you guys, the patient does something in life that's causing a problem. Mainly, number one, stress.
Right.
Number two, diet. And number three, number one, two, and three, okay, are toxins. And one of the highest, most toxic part are prescription drugs. Simply because it's very pure, no impurity. So the whole thing is chemical.
Right.
And people think that they're good. Sometimes they just overtake it. That's why it's very dangerous. No,
right.
We spend billions of dollars to fight drugs. They talk about illegal drugs. But legal drugs is no different in toxicity just because we arbitrarily make it legal. Like the Chinese used to take heroin. But today we take morphine as prescription drug. Morphine and heroin are from the same class of drugs. So morphine are not any less dangerous than heroin. And that's something that we really need to recognize. Prescription drugs, legal and illegal drugs, their toxicity are the same whether you make it legal or not legal.
Right.
Do you have anything else you want to say to tell? Do you have any handicap right now? Any pain anymore?
Just very little.
Very little.
Just occasionally, but now I'm able to exercise more, and it's relieved my mind too that when I exercise, I'm not going to have the pain.
Yes, and you were only coming once a week, correct?
Right.
You said three times a week.
Right.
Yes. Okay. But anyway, I want to make two more the comments. Number one, you have disc problems. Okay. If you take an MRI now, then you have no pain. Compared to the first time you come to see me when you have a lot of pain,
right.
Your MRI would not be different. Not a little bit different at all. It's still the same. So the disc really is not a cause of problem. In any case, thank you very much. Now we're running out of time.
For
sharing your story with us, and have a nice weekend, George.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah. Any one of you have a similar kind of problem or any problem, mental, physical, genetic, or anything that they tell you incurable, don't believe it, okay? Give me a call at 714-556-8664, and I'll explain to you how I can help you. And the main thing that I know that other people do not know is that we are invisible living energy, what we call mind and spirit. Next week, I'm going to bring in more cases to show you that chronic degenerative problem can be cured. So join us again next week at the same time. Have a nice weekend.
Stan here at Radio Liberty. coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be